This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the evening edition with Lynn and Uma. We're joined by Keith Kam of the News Desk for our market wrap. So let's start with this. Kumpulan Wang Pesaraan and University Putra Malaysia released a study today on how prepared civil servants are when it comes to facing retirement, whether or not they're prepared financially. That's one of the study's parameters.
It is. It's a concern for all of us, especially if you're reaching that age. Anyway, first of all, KWAP, that's Kumpulan Wang Pesaraan, is the agency that's tasked with handling pensions for over 500,000 civil servants in the country. So the study is really about finding out how well prepared these civil servants are. And this is also the first time such a study is being done, meaning there is no benchmark on which they can base their studies. The study places civil servants into two groups, the pre-retirees, those from 40 to 60, they retire after 60, as well as the retirees. Now, some interesting findings include debt, and the top three are housing, car, and personal loans. No surprise there. Now, housing loans, those are great because, at the end of the day, those are investments. Car loans, depending on whether how you use them, granted, public transport still needs a bit of work. But personal loans, on the other hand, it's something that we really, really should consider reducing if possible. Another thing that was interesting is discovering that work done outside of official working hours was also quantified in terms of estimates, and they range from 9.8 billion to 11 billion ringgit for pre-retirees and between 10.3 to 11.7 for retirees. Now, what is this work that's done outside of these regular working hours? So UPM's Professor Dr. Tengku Aizan Hamid, she heads this KWAP My Aging Report. She explains why it is essential to qualify these extracurricular work.
They have 8-hour work, and besides their 8-hour work, they are also involved in care. And if we value the care involvement, for example, they're taking care of their grandchildren, their parents or parents-in-law, if we put a figure value of that, that is the amount of money that they ought to receive. So meaning that they have to juggle with their full-paid employment and also these other activities that they have to do in their role as a parent or grandparent or a parent-in-law. This is part of the household production that is never in GDP. But these are the actual value. If you impute that in the future, if the government wants to account household production as part of GDP, this is going to be well above what they contribute.
It's interesting that if these figures are included in a nation's GDP numbers, it would give a very different picture where productivity is concerned. Are they actually included?
They are not actually, but there are studies that show, these are studies done by the OECD, and it show that the value of housework, economists call them household production, they range from 19% of GDP for South Korea to a high of 53% of GDP for Portugal. So it's actually quite significant. For Singapore, what I read was it's just about 5.7, under 6%. Mm. There are also challenges how to value the work that is being done, and that nobody's come to any agreement because, you need to constantly monitor the activity, the type of work being done, and then, put a value to it. At the end of the day, I think we should just, be thankful to our parents, moms, dads, grandmas, granddads who take care of the house and not have their work paid for.
So am I getting this right? You actually earn more after you retire? I mean, if you're quantifying the sort of unofficial outside working hours, because that's 10.3 to 11.7 for retirees, but 9.8 to 11 for pre-retirees.
I'd love to see how they quantify that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I suppose if you're a retiree, then, you don't have more time. Yeah, you don't have to worry about the 8-hour workday anymore.
No, but even more reason to, consider the work that retirees do. You technically retire. You're supposed to be off living the life.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and instead, there you are.
But
still
it's just
doing
housework. You still have to do housework, right?
Yep, that's
so
true.
No point looking forward to retirement now.
Thanks, Keith.
Wow.
Thanks for that look into the future. Coming back to markets, MISC seems to have recovered since hovering at around 5.50 a couple of weeks ago. What's the latest there?
So it closed up 2% at 6.03 ringgit. And the latest news today is that it's 51% owned joint venture with Petro Vietnam Technical Services Corporation. They've won a time charter contract to lease a floating storage and offloading platform for $176 million. This is a 7-year lease, so this is something investors are looking forward to.
Keith, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.